I have your Chris. Here's Mr. Ralph, the owner of Ralph Long Services. Remodeling.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, Ralph, my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here in the area. So the number one thing here that I want to kind of verify, you mentioned you have a Google Business Profile. Is that correct?
I think. I had a lady build it for me. She made me a page. I'm not a tech savvy guy, so
it's okay. It's okay. No worries. I mean, I wouldn't be able to figure out how to put up a drywall to save my soul. So.
Well, I remodel houses and do kitchens and bathrooms, and I do all
that
stuff.
I love it. That's great.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they want to write a check for, I can figure it out.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Licensed insurance.
So you do it all.
I got two crews. I'm getting there. So.
Good. And that's really good. I mean, that basically, you know, what you're saying there is that you can take on any type of work as long as people are paying for it, and that's the gist of it. So
it's
good. And you're a quality company. You're licensed and insured, so that's really good. So I do see a couple things for you, right? So as far as I see a website. You have a website. So you do have a www. Ralph Long Services LLC, right? But I don't see that you have a Google Business Profile. I don't see it active. We're Google partners, so we work with Google. We've been in business for 22 years, and we've been a partner with them for 10 years. So I do see your website. I see that you have a Facebook and a couple other things already in place, which is really good. But I don't see a Google Business Profile. So what we would do, pretty much in a nutshell, is anytime anyone type in remodeling services, and you're in Citra, but I know you can travel a little bit further, we make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option. You got a company called Innovate Home Renovations. You got a company called Straight Line Construction. I don't know if you heard of those guys. Or Mud Brothers.
Yeah, I know all them guys.
Mud Brothers, okay.
I never heard of them.
Okay, yeah. They're called Mud Brothers Citrus LLC. And there's another company called KJ Remodeling LLC. Well, the other guys, right, those guys are okay, cool. Yeah, they're coming up as a top recommended option on Google. And that's where we have a listing available, right? So what we would do is not only have your Google Business Profile active, but get it programmed so people will call you directly. Now, as far as everything else, since you have a website, you have a lot of these things, we would just create profiles on missing things. Like we'll put you on Apple Maps for the iPhone users. We'll run Facebook retargeting ads because you already have a Facebook. We'll put you on Yelp. That's another platform people use. Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and then Siri, and then Bing, which is another search engine. So something like this would cost you $2.99 a month, and that would be a flat rate. You wouldn't get charged per call, per click, per lead, any of that. So that would stay at $2.99.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. No, we don't do any of the shady stuff.
I just canceled the Angie's List. What a fucking joke.
Oh, no. I've heard horror stories about that.
$900 a month. They send you 20 leads is what I signed up for $900.
Oh, goodness.
Half of them were scams and the other half was just not even worth my time. I'm like, what the fuck? And then to try to cancel that? What a joke.
Please tell me you did though, right?
They called, and of course there's some Indian guy in the middle of somewhere else that you can't understand.
No.
I'm like, dude, just cancel my shit. So they went the AI route. It was not a good experience. $1,800 and I didn't make a dollar. So.
Yeah, I mean, so this is the difference between what we're offering you, Ralph. I actually sent you a text message. That message will take you directly to Google's website. Just to verify that we're Google partners. So the difference between this, Ralph, and what HomeAdvisor does is that their platform is genius for them, meaning what they do is they buy a listing on Google, and then they're selling the leads to you and your competitors, and they're charging you a hefty amount of money per lead. So what you're doing with Google is you're promoting your own company as a sole entity, Ralph. So if you were to cancel our service, you keep your Google Business Profile. You keep everything that we do for you because you're going to be the owner of that. Does that make sense? So, you know, companies like, you know, the Innovate Home Renovations or Straight Line or KJ Remodeling,
yep,
those
yep.
companies are listed on Google. Why? Because they see a lot of profit for people calling them directly. So you have a lot of these things going on for yourself. Like, your website's nice. I see the different services you have on your website. But I do want to tell you something, Ralph. Like, you know, a website is good, but if people can't see it, if people can't call you because you're not being visible, it's like a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? So what we do is we get
yeah.
your name out there so people can call you directly, and there's no cost per click, call, you know, any of that. It's a flat rate. So no matter if you get
right.
10, 20, 30 clients, these are clients that are going to be yours. So, you know, and one of the things I wanted to mention too is, Ralph, like, I'm pretty sure you use Google to search for things on a daily basis, whether it's directions, material, you know, gas stations. If you need, if you want to eat lunch with your crew, you type in for hamburgers near me or teriyaki, whatever. Right? So we Google it. So.
Sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. I use it a lot. Don't get me wrong.
Exactly, right? So that's what this would do for you in a nutshell. So the best part about this is that you're dealing directly with a Google partner, and all the support here is in the U.S. So we're a U.S.-based company. We're located in California. We've been in business for 22 years. So any Google partner has to verify, and they have to show you that they're Google partners, and that's what I did with that text message. So I know having this option compared to HomeAdvisor or any other option out there, it's going to be so much more beneficial. Why? Because, once again, you know, you're talking about a platform that you actually use on a daily basis. Now, if I were offering you something
right.
that's foreign, something that you don't, you know, that just like, wait a minute, I've never used that platform, then I could see, you know, it's like, well, I don't know, like, what is that, right? Like HomeAdvisor, Angie. I mean, I don't think I've ever, like, said the phrase, let me HomeAdvisor it, let me Angie's list it, right? So, but...
Yeah,
you know, when it comes
sure.
to Google, you know, it's something that definitely would work for you 100%. So also another benefit is once we work with someone on the first page of Google, we don't work with your competitors. So we have to work with one company per category, per area, so that way you're getting the maximum results when it comes to your services. So,
okay.
you know, we don't want to take away from you and give to another, vice versa. We don't want to take away from others and give to you. So one of the things I wanted to tell you is KJ Remodeling, those guys, they don't even have any reviews online. So if you start getting more work and you start getting reviews, you know, we'd be able to outrank those guys for sure. So there's different okay. little things that we can do to help you rank higher on the first page, so then you're coming up right there where Innovative is or Straight Line Construction, right? But we can outrank KJ off the bat for sure. You know, for something like this, once again, there's no long-term contracts here. We do ask for a 3-month verbal agreement so you can see the results, but you can cancel at any time. So there's no, you know, there's no, like, you don't have to marry our company to, you know, that's why we have to prove this to you on a monthly basis for you to see the results, right? So, you know, you're not binded yeah. to anything crazy. So, you know, for something like this, I mean, you know, having your company up there on that first page, is that something you see value in, Ralph?
Yeah.
Now, well, let me ask you a question. Good.
No, I know. It sounds a lot better than what I was doing. I mean, I don't even advertise, really, and I stay busy. So to put my
yeah.
name out there a little more on Google would help me, I mean... I probably have more than I wanted to do, but I'm trying to get to the bigger jobs instead of doing
yep.
all these little jobs. But I mean, we still do little jobs, but I mean, I just finished a kitchen remodel an hour ago.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well,
yeah, those types of
that
jobs.
That ended up being a,
mm-hmm.
that turned into painting the whole house, putting all new flooring in. It was just
wow.
one thing led to another, you know what I mean, while we were there.
I love
so,
that. Yeah.
But yeah.
That's awesome
there,
because those jobs.
Way,
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, is there any way we can do this conversation Monday? By chance?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, right? Once we have a spot available on the first page of Google, so there's a company that fell off. There's only a few spots on the first page, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, There's six spots right now currently. There's a spot available. There's a company that moved to the second page because they had negative reviews. So Google only will keep companies that are on the first page that have positive reviews. Like Innovative, they have 5 stars. Straight Line Construction at 4.8. And if KJ Remodeling doesn't get any reviews, they're going to get booted off the first page. Once we find a business that...
Fuck it. Let's send it.
Okay. I just need 5 minutes of your time, and then we're going to set up an onboarding call for the technician to call you. So that way they can verify everything, okay? It's going to be a Google technician, okay? So, Ralph, I have an email. Is longralph22@gmail.com. Is that your email, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your last name is Long. Is it just an assumption, or is that correct?
My name is Ralph Long.
Ralph Long. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, right?
Yep.
Yeah, just like the business. Okay. I didn't want to make an assumption because they never assume, but I'm like, it's right there on the business name. So, okay. All right. And then this number is the number you want your clients to call you on, right? The 352 from Google? 352-4277? Okay.
That's my cell phone. That's my everything number.
Okay. And then your business is located, is it still located under 2450 East Highway 316 Citra?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So we're not going to showcase your address because we don't want people going to your house. We just want to make sure that you're located in that area, right? So we don't want people showing up.
My house. I don't need people at my house.
No worries. We're not going to do that.
It's not an office. That's my actual house.
No worries. You're not a brick and mortar. People are not going to come and kind of go pay you a visit. So no problem with that, Ralph. We got you. Now I have a question for you. As far as the travel area, how far are you willing to travel for a new client so that we can have a radius for your business?
An hour from Marion County.
An hour. Okay. Awesome. So we'll do like a 50 to 60 mile radius. Give or take.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like Bellevue, Gainesville, stuff like that.
Okay, so we'll do that. So Bellevue, Gainesville.
Dunellen's an hour from here. Dunellen. You got Williston. Anywhere within that area, you know what I mean? And then you can go east some. There ain't really nothing out where I live out east.
Okay. Well, we're going to be able to – and who's going to want to – You got a grizzly bear wanting to do a remodel on their home.
Right?
Yeah. We're gonna make sure that our techs will make sure we target market that where people are searching. So we're not gonna guess, we're gonna know, okay? So what are the jobs that you want to focus on? I know you mentioned remodeling jobs, but what are just give me some keywords that you want us to program you for.
Flooring, bathrooms, kitchens. Obviously, drywall. I do that in my sleep.
Okay.
Are
you doing like painting and texture as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Decks, stuff like that.
Decks. Okay.
I can get permits. Not a big deal.
Okay. How about concrete?
I got $2 million. I normally sub that out.
I ain't
that much about crawling around and
no worries.
Dying.
It's okay. We'll definitely just stick to this right now. What other things would you want to come up for?
Trim, door, install doors, windows, trim.
Okay.
Like I said, pretty much anything on the inside and outside. I don't do gutters. I sub all that kind of shit out. That's pretty much the whole inside of a house, though.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay, perfect.
I don't discriminate much, so.
Okay, so we'll get you found for all those keywords, and once again, we're going to know, since we're Google partners, how people are searching. We're not going to guess, okay? So that's one thing that we're going to do for your business.
Okay.
All right, well, that's good. All right, and then as far as hours of operation, like how would you like to get listed on that first page of Google? Like Monday through Friday? Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, and what hours would you want phone calls to come in?
We're Monday through Friday on phone calls. 8 to 5.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m.? Okay.
Just do 8 to 8. I know some people get off work and they want to call. That's fine. I don't care. I was about to suggest that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, gotcha. I was about to suggest that.
Get off work.
That's when they start making phone calls,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Okay,
not a problem.
Makes more sense. Okay. And then as far as you have your Facebook listing page, which is good, your website's looking awesome. That logo with the little saw and the two hammers, right, and the nail, that's a pretty cool logo. So we're going to put that logo also on Google. So, and we're also going to create different platforms for you. So we're going to put you on Yelp, Amazon Alexa, Google Home, Siri. So that way you're getting not business just coming in from Google, but you're going to get business from other all these other platforms that we're going to have your business under, okay? So just kind of want to give you a heads up. So. And then
now,
also,
how do they contact me on that? They're going to contact me through the phone, or do I got to go on these websites?
Oh, no. We're showcasing your phone, so they call your phone directly. Absolutely. Yeah,
okay,
so there's no middleman. They're going to call you directly. So you get to deal with the client.
Okay.
You schedule the appointment. You know, you get to negotiate deals. Yeah, Home Advisor was a middleman. They're sending you leads. This is people calling you directly. So you're cutting the middleman, and you're going to China directly for manufacturing, right? So, so you know, you're not going to deal with any of that, like, middleman stuff. No, this is putting you directly on Google as a sole entity, Ralph. So you're promoting your own business for people to call you. That's the huge difference right there, okay? So,
okay.
And the rate's flat. There's no, like, Mickey Mouse hidden fees where, none of that. It's a flat rate.
I can handle that rate a little better than I can the other ones.
$2.99. I mean, $2.99 is only $10 a day. I mean,
maple,
you know,
burger,
for
meal.
Yeah, for $2 for $10 a day to get your company on Google. I mean, it definitely will pay for itself. So much better premium than $800. Okay, so I got a lot of these things here in place. You don't speak any other languages besides English, right? Google's asking, so it's just by chance. No other languages.
Wow. No, I'm. English.
Okay. English. Okay, no worries. It's just a question that Google asked, so we just have to, you know, kind of fill it in. And then we do have we have to do an onboarding call, and then I'll look at the calendar for tomorrow because I'm booked out for today. What works better for you for a 20 to 30 minute phone call for onboarding with one of our technicians to get you programmed in? Does mornings, afternoons, evenings? What works best for you?
Thank you. Lunchtime tomorrow?
Around noon, give or take. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be fishing tomorrow, so.
Are you gonna be fishing?
Yeah, my son's got a Bassmasters tournament on.
Oh my god.
The St. John's River, so we gotta go pre-fishing.
Okay.
So,
goodness, I haven't gone fishing. So
I've been telling my daughter to go.
Yeah.
I love it. I'll be free all day. I just talk on my glasses like I'm doing now.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, that's awesome.
People looking at me weird.
Oh, you got those glasses. Like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, the Meta glasses.
I love those. Yeah, those things are sweet. Yeah, I think Bose tried to come out with the Meta glasses, but they're they have Ray-Bans one.
I like
the Ray-Ban.
Yeah, I'm getting my wife a pair of them. Yeah, I like them for fishing, hunting, or when I'm working, I can take pictures and videos while we're working.
Oh, I love those things. Yeah, hands-free, I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I got everything down here for the most part.
It sounds good. I mean, let's
do it.
Yeah,
okay.
Have them call me tomorrow, and we'll get it done.
Yeah, okay. Well, the only thing I need to do before I set up that onboarding call for tomorrow is secure the listing of the $299. What works best for you? A Visa, MasterCard, American Express. You're also going to receive your terms and conditions and your invoice. Anything you spend on marketing, just save for tax purposes.
All right. Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and repeat it back to you for accuracy, and then you're going to receive your invoices as soon as we're done on this
right now.
Okay, so the systems tell me the Visa starts with a 4, so I'll repeat it to you for accuracy once I have it down.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
4085.
Okay.
4040. 4044. 8171.
Gotcha, okay, and the expiration month and year?
0730.
Okay. And there's a security.
898.
Yes, sir. Gotcha. Wow, that card looks like it has a bunch of 4-0s, 4-0s, or is it just me? I never seen that before.
No, no, it does. It has a lot, trust me.
Got it. Okay. Bro. So I see that. I was like, goodness gracious, that's like, I never seen that many 4-0s, 4-0s. That's crazy. Okay, yeah. So you're going to receive your invoice right now in the next few seconds here. I also want to read this 90-second voice verification. Once again, this is just for your protection to cross the T's and dot the I's. If there's any questions you have, right, then let me know, and then you should have received your invoice as well already. So you should have received it via text message and email. So whenever you get a chance, just check on that for me. That way you know that everything went through and you know exactly what you're going to get charged. There's no hidden fees or any of that, okay? Want to make sure you're 100% comfortable, right, with everything we're doing. Okay. So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance and to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Yeah, I just got the text message. Ralph Long Services, LLC.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Ralph Long, owner.
Okay. And are you a
worker, whatever?
Okay, perfect. No worries.
All of it.
All of it. All of the above. I wear all the hats.
I'm
all
on right, job. And
I love it. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
The only one.
Okay, not a problem. So to get a result as fast as possible, Ralph, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, now as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So for that reason, we're going to give you a security question. So when we call you from our company, Local Splash, you know it's us. You get three questions that you can choose from, and then you give the answer. So your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for the business?
I'm good. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead. I was getting my
lunch. No worries. You're fine. A security question that we're going to ask you, just in case, like, you know, we call you, you know it's us. So you get to choose from these questions. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, so what city were you born in?
Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay, gotcha. All right, got it. So if anybody calls you, then they should know it's that's the answer as well, okay? So
okay,
that's just for your security. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splashers or certified marketing representatives, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what this is saying, Ralph, is if you get another call and you want to, you know, hire a different company that's kind of selling you the same thing, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we are already doing for you, right? That's all. Now, in order to get you verified on Google, the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the information. That's going to be for our onboarding call with our technician. So they might ask you for, like, you know, business license or proof of insurance. We do kindly ask you to submit that information within 7 days, just so that way, you know, there's no timelines and there's no delays or suspensions in the account. So we're going to do that for you. But in case they do ask you, you know, were you able to provide that information if they do ask?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
So, so the amount is $299. So that amount stays 100% correct, okay? So it's not going to go up on you next month. It's going to stay at that $299, okay? Now, there is a three-month verbal agreement, so your payments obviously will be on the second of every month, and you can discontinue your agreement at any time. You just have to call client support, and that way you can cancel your service, okay? Now,
yes, sir.
Now, with that being said, so give us 3 months, right? If there's after 3 months, then you can cancel at any time. So we just need enough time adequately to get you programmed in, okay? I just want to make that clear on that. All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Any questions on that? Everything we just went over.
No.
No.
I think good.
Perfect. And then one thing I did want to ask you, so tomorrow I do have the earliest appointment I have for an onboarding call. It's going to be at 2 p.m. Does that work for you, 2 p.m.? Does that work for
you?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay. I'm going to have a technician contact you, and that way at 2 p.m., obviously, we're gonna get everything squared away. The call's gonna be very short. Trust me, it's painless. It should only take about 20 minutes, 30 minutes of your time. So I'll send you like an onboarding invitation for that. That way we can get you squared away. Okay. Now, did you receive your invoice by chance as well?
Hold on. I'm driving. Let me see.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
Local Splash, welcome. Here's your credentials for your client dashboard username. What the fuck is happening?
It'll say welcome and it said initial invoice. You should have one that says initial invoice. Mm-hmm.
Local Splash. Thank you, choosing Local Splash. Oh, shit.
I know. There's a couple of them, right? We just want to make sure you have everything ready.
Email?
Yeah, I sent it.
Email, you said?
I sent it through text message and email. It just says Local Splash initial invoice. And then with that being said, you could once you do get that initial invoice, you just have to type in your first and last name. That's going to activate your account. So it's going to ask you if you're okay with us sending you text messages.
Local
type in your first
support. Mm-hmm. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below.
There you go. There you go. So that's it.
Click here?
Yeah, click on there.
I'm in Florida, so it probably took it a minute.
Yeah. No worries. So then when you open it up, just put in your first and last name, and then there's a couple boxes to check. That's just to, you know, to authorize that we're able to send you text messages and phone calls. Once you do that, then you activate your account, and then tomorrow we're going to do that onboarding call. That onboarding call is going to be at 2 p.m., right? So it's not going to take very long. So, but let me know if you're able to get that.
Click here and type your name.
Yep, there you go. So just to confirm that you got that, and that's going to activate your client dashboard as well. So that's that.
Confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. Welcome to the Local Splash.
There you go. Okay, cool. So now that's just going to guide you to your username and password. The technician will give you your credentials to your username and password for everything that we're going to do for you. And then I did set a reminder for tomorrow at 2 p.m. If anything changes, Ralph, I'm sending you my direct contact information so you can call me directly.
Okay.
My name is Chris, and I've been texting you. You can text me back on the number I've been texting you, so that way we're on the same page. But if anything changes, let me know. I know you're driving and you're busy, but tomorrow, just it's a quick phone call. It's going to be at 2 p.m., anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes tops, okay?
I'll be on my boat, so we're good.
Love it. All right. Well, any other questions, Ralph, or anything else before I let you go for today?
No, sir. I appreciate it.
Oh? Okay, awesome. Thank you. We'll talk tomorrow and have a good rest of your day, okay?
All right, bud. You too.
Okay. Good. Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya.